So I put on the new album, straight through, one time, full spin, as we would once call it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was really, really good.
Awful is not the right word. I should take that back.
This was not a horrible performance at all. They did exactly what they were meaning to do. Correct. It just sounded stupid.
And take that commenter guy that I can't remember your name and I don't care because you didn't care to figure out our names. Headphone guy likes it. There you go.
Welcome back to the What Podcast. I'm Barry. That's Russ. That's Brian. Brian, I have a serious question. Do I look thinner? Do I look healthier? Do I look any better?
I don't know. Did you rapidly join the Roof Fitness program?
I didn't join necessarily, but I've been putting in the steps, man. In the last 6 days, I've doubled, maybe even tripled, and I just want to know if you can tell, if you can see.
Not really yet, but yes, a little. Yeah, I will. Looking great.
I can tell you this. I'm sore as hell.
I bet. I bet.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, our guest last week was Kristen from Roof Fitness?
The Roof Fitness Challenge. Yeah, I thought she was great.
She was terrific, and we have an update. I know you guys are interested, but not only I'm sure you're wondering whether I actually did what I said I would do, and I did. I actually got off my rear end and made an effort to do some exercise and work, and I'm committed to it and plan to continue to do it. But Brian, we reached out. She kind of hinted. She told us that she was going to try to get onto the Survivor episode, right?
And I lost track with what it was. Something about Survivor, and then they had to go to another state. They're in Florida, her and her husband.
Survivor 50.
Then they had to go to Georgia to find an idol, which I'm still having trouble understanding what that even exactly is. And then they found it, so now they get to go out to maybe L.A. for some
In the lottery.
She's in a raffle. To she could possibly go out to L.A. So
something like that. Yeah,
we wish her luck for sure. Yeah, but that's cool.
I think it's awesome. I think it's so cool. And wish her, like you said, best of luck. And by the way, welcome back, Russ.
Thank you. Good to be back. Yeah.
How you been?
Doing great. Last week, as you know, had some friends in town, Brooklyn, JB, a few people from Huntsville that wanted to come up and spend the weekend in Chattanooga. So that's what we did. And had a pretty fun night on the town. Hit a lot of breweries, bars, and stuff. We went to Graham's place, of course, and a few other spots.
Graham being my nephew, Lomaine.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Lomaine.
Where else did you guys go, Rust? I mean, this is a big deal. Brooklyn and JB. I mean, these are real Rubus folks. Mm-hmm. You guys would be familiar. So, what was the occasion? Why'd they come up?
They wanted to come to Chattanooga and check out some breweries and drink some beers and just.
They wanted to go to a cool town. Those Huntsville guys need to find a cool. I'm kidding. Huntsville's a great place.
Yeah. Y'all had a good time.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, we had a great time. You know, I've gone down to Huntsville quite a few times and done the same thing. So it was good to have them in town. And it was great.
And then we've spent both of us in two different spots of the probably Cumberland Trail. Over this weekend.
So this weekend, yeah.
Yeah, we'll start with you quickly, Taco.
I just drove back in. Yeah.
Yep.
I was at Cloudland Canyon. We had our annual Dead of Winter camp out there. There was a bunch of Volkswagen buses that attended that. We spent Friday night, Saturday, and then last night, and then I came back here this morning. And so the weather was great. It was super cold, but we did do some hiking, so, you know, even my steps are coming up. I don't know if you can see, probably can't read it, but you can see
that's what mine looks like.
Yeah. 10,000.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got 10,000 yesterday, and then, you know, like 11,000 the day before. So.
Oh, you children, 10,000. Are you kidding
me? I know, right?
I did 18 yesterday on the other side of the mountain.
Yeah.
I hit it was called Richie Hollow Trail. Kristen would be proud of me on this one. The elevation kicked my ass. I've done a lot of flat stuff. This was just winding up the mountain. Elevation of, get this, everybody who gets scared of this number, 666 feet. And boy, it wiped me out. But yeah, it's racked up a bunch more steps too, and it was beautiful. And I've just recently gotten into this. I've lived in one of the greatest areas in the world
for
this kind of activity. And I turned 46 in a couple of months, and I just started a couple of months ago. Like, wow, yes, look at this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do live in a beautiful place.
Every time I bring it up, it's like, where have you been, man? I've been at the bar.
Yeah.
I've been at the bar.
Brian, you mentioned that Russ just got back, and not only did Russ just get back, but he was kind enough to make a trip over to my house to pick up.
And then special delivery. Yeah. How do we set this up? Did we all call each other in the morning to wear the same thing, or you know that old joke? What are we doing here? Barry, you explain it because you were the one that had the correspondence.
Well, describe what we're wearing. If you're not watching on YouTube, we're all wearing the same hat.
Good point. Yeah, good point. Yeah, I just touched my hat for you listening at home, not on. We are all wearing the same, what does it say, actually?
Green Acres,
Black Angus. These are special gifts. When we had Tuba and Corey on, back in December?
Yeah, it was back last year at this point.
Yeah, right around the lineup drop.
Yeah.
Tuba was all about the whole, you guys need to help spread the Dale Green merch.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, about a month ago, I got an email, we all did, that said, what's your mailing address? And it was from Dale Green, and so I sent it to him. And I didn't know whether we were going to get a cease and desist and don't ever mention my name again.
It was not a detailed email. It was just like, what's your email address? I have a gift.
Exactly. Or not a gift. It was like, what's your email?
What's
your mailing? Yeah, I'm like, what did I do?
You know? Serving papers? Yeah.
Don't talk about me ever again.
Dale Green, the head groundskeeper of the farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then probably 3.5 weeks ago or so, I got a box and I was hopeful.
What's in the box? Man, what's in the box?
Was in the box.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's a good-looking hat, man. I like it.
We were planning to wear them that very next week, Dale. Thank you. I think, Brian, you were out somewhere or ill or something.
It might have been ear infection day.
Yeah, ear infection.
My hearing is finally back, by the way, everybody, so that's great.
And then Russ has been gone the last two, so we didn't want to, I didn't want to wear it, without you two guys, so...
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you, Dale.
These things are awesome. They fit my giant melon, which is something, of its own. But
well, I'm always trying to wear a different hat if I've never talked about it all that much. So I'm running out. I pretty much have run through all the hats that I have. So, by the way, anybody else want to send any hats? Let us know.
Yeah.
Drop us an email. We'll make that work.
Size large. By the way, so Dale Green is the head groundskeeper, and his buddy, who we need to have on, we want to have them both. Justin Bilchek is the site operations manager. Those are the guys you've been seeing.
Yeah, on some of those reels on Instagram and TikTok. Justin's a fun guy to talk to. We've had many phone call conversations, but. He's in the Live Nation ethos, too. So, I can't just be like, hey, man, come on the show tomorrow. We got to climb a few ladders, and we'll get there eventually. But
We got to do all that. So, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a high fever, and the pharmacy is closed. You could wait agonizing hours just to get a doctor's appointment, or you could prepare ahead of time with Jace Medical. Jace makes it simple for families to stay ready with kits like the Jace case, ready-to-go supplies of prescription antibiotics and essential medications for travel, emergencies, or everyday life. With Jace, you're investing in more than health. You're investing in true peace of mind, knowing you're prepared for the unexpected. It's fast, it's affordable, and it could be life-saving. Just go to jace.com, answer a few quick questions, and a licensed doctor reviews your information and ships your medications straight to your door. Keep yourself and your loved ones prepared, no matter what comes next, at jace.com.
All right, so that catches us up on some of that. I wanted to, and we kind of had homework. I left you guys, I left Brian and I with homework.
I did last my homework, week. Yeah.
Okay, because I had mentioned kind of offhandedly that the geese episode or geese appearance on Saturday Night Live, and I didn't really realize how controversial, what's the word? How much everybody was talking about it kind of thing. Did you happen to see geese on SNL the other week?
No, and I wish I did.
Not good? I wish you did too. I would love to hear your... Yeah, it was awful.
Okay, all right.
First of all, no act should ever... I should never have said awful.
You said it was bad. I was trying to figure out what's bad about it. I thought I was expecting like an Ashley Simpson type SNL moment here.
Right. Awful is not the right word. I should take that back, number one. Number two, I spent all morning listening to Geese. I'm still not a... I don't care to listen to a whole lot more of it. I'm still not a big, big fan.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't awful. I get it. I get what they're trying to do. I said the next day on Discord and even on the YouTube comments, and I stand by this, it reminded me of when we were teenagers and we thought we were in love and we would fight with our girlfriends all the time and confuse that with passion and confuse that with love. And I stand by that. It just feels to me like just being angry or whatever, passionate for the point of being passionate. But some of it I like, some of it I didn't.
They are young, so that might fit into that. I am not going to pull... I don't remember what I said last week. I can't remember what I ever said.
You didn't have anything because you hadn't seen it.
I hadn't seen really it. Seen
yeah.
it.
Headphone but guy I have, had not seen it. Yeah.
But I have
That's
seen,
your new name.
I have seen them live on YouTube before. So I'm not... They were not foreign to me. And they are they're a different act, right? I mean, they're a different style of rock, punk infused rock music. And so I expected it to be pretty ridiculous looking. And it was. I'm not pulling back from that performance being, I'll say, I'm not awful in the sense like I like your comparison, Taco, to like Ashley Simpson. That was truly horrible performance.
Right. Right. No, it was not that.
This was not a horrible performance at all. They did exactly what they were meaning to do.
Correct.
It just sounded stupid. And it felt like to me early grunge people bands, we'll say Kurt Cobain because he did a lot, Eddie Shirley, you know, too, but many others, Sonic Youth, all these others, that they knew they were doing the ridiculous thing and they were almost doing it as a mockery of the thing that they were being asked to do. Now, I'm not saying that's exactly what they did because I don't know that, but it feels like it was purposely done to be ridiculous, to look ridiculous. So I saw that and I thought, oh, God, you know, I agree with Barry maybe double that this was not good. So I pulled up their Spotify. I don't watch a lot of YouTube. I don't watch live concerts. I really don't. I like to see live concerts live. If it's a big production of a DVD, Blu-ray, you know, a professional performance of a band I love, that's a different thing. But I'm going to sit around and watch a Geese show unless I'm there. So I put on the new album, straight through, one time, full spin, as we would once call it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was really, really good. Haven't heard a single song from the other three, or they got a lot of albums for young kids. I have not heard another one of those songs. But track 1, 2, and 3 for sure. Track 5, Trinidad is the name of that song. That's the one they played on.
They played that one live.
On Saturday Live.
Yep.
Listen to that song on the album. It doesn't sound as stupid as it did on Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
It sounds like a pretty good rock song.
Yeah.
So I think they're being the way they are because they want to. And I think their fans like it. But to say
they definitely
that
do, because we got a lot of pushback from us saying that they were bad.
Yeah. Well,
it was me. I said they were bad.
Well, I'm not pulling back. That's well, Saturday Night Live.
Well, and Beth, you know, I think you misquoted Beth because...
She got all on to me.
Yeah.
She said, don't tell him. Don't put words in my mouth. I was like, you're right. I'm sorry. But I was... So I'm equally like that way. I was thinking... I Barry, I think I agree with you times two, but this was just last night. I put it on straight through, didn't stop it. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes, 50 minutes, 3 minute songs, bangers, in and out, to the point, in and out, rock and roll, punk infused. Car Seat Headrest, y'all remember that band that made a little bit of noise?
Oh, yeah.
Almost
yeah,
10 yeah. years ago. There are two different bands in so many ways, but the main kind of influence of the way the music sounds, very, very, very similar. And I love that Car Seat Headrest kind of summer of their ascension back in 2017. I will be at the Geese Show, no doubt. I wouldn't have said that before yesterday. I would have been like, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I'll see what this is all about. Definitely. That new album is good. That new album is good.
What are you going to say, Ross?
That was my next question, is are we going to go see Geese? And I think it sounds like all three of us are yes. So,
and well, the industry push that they're getting to, the reason they have 2 million listeners a month on Spotify. I mean, they're getting, you know, Saturday Night Live. This is a huge industry push. An early day what might turn me into a fan forever.
Yeah.
I mean, what stage? I mean,
the other thing about them, it has that I like it because nobody else likes it kind of vibe. You know what I mean? It's one of those. Yeah. And I get that. So, as I said last week, and I was honest, I should not have. I didn't say it last week. I said they were awful, but I also said I needed to go back and listen because as I've tried to always do, and I should have done before I spoke last week, is what are they trying to do and do they do it well? And like you just said, Brian, I think I know what they're trying to do and they do it well.
Yeah, I would totally agree with that. It just seemed like this was let's try to make everybody who doesn't get us, like, are already fans, let's make them think we're stupid.
Yeah, and talk about us the next day.
Yeah,
which is exactly what they did, and it worked.
Yeah, this is Chris Novoselic from the, you know, from Nirvana, the bass player, throwing the bass and then hitting the head on it, getting hit in the head at the, you know, MTV Music Awards just to be stupid, and then throwing things around. I mean, they weren't bad, and they had feedback everywhere, and it's just a noisy mess.
Right.
They were just like, I don't care if you like this or not.
Right.
You lame-os, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever.
I mean, that was the original goal of the Sex Pistols, was to just piss everybody off and make headlines.
Yeah.
And then they ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. Same thing with Devo. Remember, they set out to make the audience walk out and just hate them.
I mean, that's the punk rock playbook.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Nirvana is a derivative of that. And this is a 30 years later derivative, even more so. And so in that respect, I couldn't respect them more for having that, but
100%.
Overspoke last week, so I'm glad we revisited. So
me too, and take that commenter guy that I can't remember your name, and I don't care because you didn't care to figure out our names. Headphone guy likes it. There you go.
I was wondering. I make a note. Where did headphone guy come from?
Some guy made a comment and said, "Oh, headphone guy couldn't even spend 8 minutes and listen to their SNL thing."
Listen. Expensive headphones. Expensive headphones are just that. Very good, or I should say, good headphones are very expensive. These are good headphones. They just look stupid. I'm sorry.
From now on, you're headphone guy.
All right. What other news we got? I think we've.
The sad stuff, right? A couple of them. One we didn't talk about in the pre-show meeting, but. Y'all gonna maybe have to help me fill me in a little on this. I guess Little John.
So he did. He went missing. Little John's son, which I have his name here, but he went missing like a week ago, and they just found his body. I mean, like yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Found his body in the bottom of a pond.
I saw he was maybe 27 or
he's 27 years old. Yeah. And, he goes,
DJ
his name
Young
is
Slade.
Nathan Smith, who goes by the name DJ Young Slade. And he was reported missing Tuesday. They found his body. Don't really have any explanation. I would assume this is either some type of mental health crisis or something drug related or both. We don't know. But it's very sad either way to lose somebody that young.
Could be just a swimming accident, I guess. But Yeah, wow, terrible story. And, you know, I don't mean to immediately go here, but I don't know if that does anything to his schedule.
Well, that was my first thought. I mean, he may cancel his whole tour this year. I mean, this is a family tragedy.
If he did, I'd be like, yeah.
And it would be completely justified for them to do that. So, yeah, we don't know how this is going to affect June. But definitely thinking about his family and what they're going through, because that is devastating.
All right, let's take another break, and we will be right back. All right, and we're back. We've got a couple of lineup announcements type of things, and then we're going to talk about Record Store Day coming up. Brian, you wanted to talk about festival announcements coming up.
Oh, well, K-Fest announced their dates.
Yeah, we don't have a lineup yet, but we do have dates. It's going to be October 9th through 11th, 2026.
I like their, I love all the branding from the Caverns period, but especially the K-Fest stuff always looks good. But I want to ask you guys this, what you think about this. So K-Fest is in its regular time in October. This would be what, I think the fifth year?
It is the fifth annual, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, boy, we just had such a great time this past year. It was my first time going.
Mm-hmm.
But Jamfest has not been announced.
Cave Jam.
It's usually... Cave Jam. Cave Jam. I know Barry's been doing this for a year. Cave, whatever.
That's why I didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
That's why I threw to you.
Cave Jam, which has been for a few years in a row now at Memorial Day weekend, they have not announced. And I wonder if that means that there won't be one. And I actually think it would be good if there was not a Cave Jam and or one or the other. And focused more on the one event. Because I looked at all the lineups for the last 5 years, almost, you know, not necessarily side by side, but enough. Cave Jam and Cave Fest have all had all the same bands for the last 3 and 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's String Cheese, it's Sam Bush, it's Lindsay Lou, it's Infamous String Dusters, always the same bands over and over from both.
Yeah.
Railroad, they're all fun and they're both great events. Why not just do one and maybe have a little bit more of a budget on it? That's just me thinking out loud.
I agree. And, you know, of course, we don't have any numbers. We don't know how they've done with having two events. But, it would make sense.
Yeah, I would prefer it be in the warmer weather. But either way, just let's pick one. And maybe this is exactly what they're doing. Because it seems if they were going to do both, they would have announced it.
I'm surprised to hear Taco agree with you. Because the way I figure he sees it, it's two opportunities.
Another chance to get there.
Oh, I'll still
drive the bus and camp.
I would still go. Look, if they had it every month, I would go. Yeah.
Of course.
Cave Jam Fest.
I don't care what you call it.
A Balooza.
No, but speaking of the Caverns, they did announce Primus and Les Claypool, handful of bands, all doing that one. I think it's going to be in June. I think it's before Bonnaroo.
It's June 5th. I believe it's June 5th. Okay.
I have become a huge Les Claypool Primus fan.
So
that Rick Beato, I don't know, man. I'm slow to some things, but that Rick Beato interview with him is one. I bet I've watched that interview 3 times.
Yeah,
I think he's terrific.
Here's the thing with Les. I like Les Claypool better than I like his bands.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I think, because, you know, back in the early days, he was in like the Bonnaroo ambassador before there was Haley Williams and before there was Warren Haynes. It was Les Claypool. He just went every year and he would hang out with anybody.
Yep. I got to see him with Sean Lennon, which, again, as a Beatle fan, I don't care how close universe, doesn't matter.
You're in the orbit,
I'm in the orbit.
Was that his Fearless Flying Frog Brigade? Is that the one with Sean Lennon? Yeah, they played...
That's the Delirium.
The Delirium.
Is with Sean Lennon.
Claypool Lennon Delirium. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
My bad.
But yeah, they were back in media, and I got to lay eyes on...
Dude, Les will talk to anybody. He will sit down with you. He's so cool.
Let's get him on the show.
It's probably pretty possible.
I've tried to get Rick Beato, by the way. I'm still working on that one.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
That one might be tougher. I don't know.
But the Claypool and the David Gilmour interviews are amazing. So,
well, this thing at K-Fest is going
to
be all three.
Yeah, we need to go.
All three of the bands. I don't know if we said that. If we did, it's Primus, it's Delirium, and it's
It won't be K-Fest. It'll be their own event in June.
Primus, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There'll be a cave in the word somewhere.
Boy, it's like, do these guys even do any of these things they say they do? Well,
yeah.
Regulars know that we do.
I can't wait.
If there's no cave jam in May, I mean, I'm down to go check out Les Claypool.
Yeah, it's a camping deal. Like, they're pushing the camp. It's going to be a big day, full day of camping and music.
Awesome.
At the cavern. So,
yeah.
One quick mention before we do our record store day. So, there is, if you want to do another contest here, it's one of those long shot kind of deals, but I'm using it as an example to tell you all how dumb I am for veteran Pearl Jam, as you guys already know. But Propeller is the name of the organization that's doing, I think it's like charity.
Yeah,
you buy it's basically an online raffle tickets kind of thing that the money goes to charity for the Bonnaroo royalty package, which includes basically just an enhanced VIP experience. So you can go there and buy entries to win tickets. You probably won't win. Well, the most popular one of those that I don't think is tied to charity, I wish it was, I'd have felt better about spending this money, is Fan Diem. If you haven't seen it, you'll see it in your algorithms probably now that I mentioned and told you about it. But it's a buy tickets or buy the opportunity to win tickets. And Eddie Vedder is in Japan in April. And I spent $50 to get 1,000 entries to the Japan show. So I have 1,000 entries to go see Eddie Vedder in Japan. It ain't going to happen. But the same kind of thing's going on for Bonnaroo. So if you want to do that, you can do that too.
I'm guessing you're going to win. Just because it will cause total angst in your life.
It'll cause so much chaos. So much chaos. But just like it's happened for me the last few years, I'm sure it'll come together somehow.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fun to watch.
You at least got your passport.
Yeah, that's true.
I gotta get that done.
But anyway, I want to look at the Record Store Day releases have been announced. There's a whole like 10-page PDF you can print off from the official website, and I went through and made a few highlights. Nothing that jumps off the page big time to me, but I can start.
Barry,
if you can. The first page. Do you guys remember Tony Bennett doing a MTV Unplugged?
I do remember this. Yeah.
It kind of a picture flashed in my head of seeing him on an MTV, like the classic original MTV, like one of the biggest music series of a 2-year stretch in America. Tony Bennett did that. I forgot. Well, if you want to own it on Record Store Day, it's yours.
There it is. So
is that just him, or did he a couple of duets? Didn't he do one with Sinead O'Connor, or
I don't know. I'd have to look, but it just says Tony Bennett. And the name of the Record Store Day release is MTV Unplugged.
So for people who aren't familiar with Tony Bennett, what's his name? Alec Baldwin used to do him on Saturday Night Live. So that's that's who you're thinking.
I was trying to think. I knew he's been spoofed somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of that Rat Pack kind of thing.
100%.
Crosby, Stills, and Nash have a release called the Solo Albums. It's three records, and it's just three of their solo albums. So it's all the worst music they've done, not as a band. Grateful Dead have a couple all this stuff is decided long before Bob Weir passed. It would be nice I'd love if there was some kind of Bob Weir commemorative, but it's not going to be fast enough to be, or quick enough to be
probably
able to put that together.
Probably most of this was already finalized by the time that news. Yeah.
Definitely.
Let me go back real quick, just because I had to look it up.
Sure.
Tony Bennett did a bunch of duets, but he did one with Sheryl Crow, one of your favorites, and Katie Lang and Lady Gaga. I think Gaga's the one I was trying to think of.
Okay. So he's really hit on a bunch of different generation duets. A couple Grateful Dead live, really expensive, I'm sure, pack or LP. Combos you can check out if you like. Pearl Jam has one, and it's just a double. It's a 45, and it's two songs from the Dark Matter tour. And I would get it for sure, but now I won't because it's not that good looking of a package. And one, just meaning visually, you know, I like to display stuff on the wall. One of the songs is from Nashville, but not the Nashville show I went to. So now I'm angry and I don't want it. let's see. Tom Petty's got one. I haven't heard any live Tom Petty in a while. And the Rolling Stones have 8.
They got a bunch. Yep.
They have 8 releases. If you're into the Stones, you're having a big time. Billy Strings. If you're a Strings guy or gal, which you probably are, his Tiny Desk is going to be released. And that people were going crazy for his NPR Tiny Desk that he mm-hmm. did just not that long ago. And so that'll be available. And quickly, this is highlighted just to ask you, Barry. When this came out, when this comedy album came out, was released in the 90s, Adam Sandler's They're All Gonna Laugh at You. First of all, does it even register with you, that album?
I think I have it. I'm trying to remember what was the bit.
It's not really any music, I don't think, at all on it. I think it's all bits. I don't even think it's stand-up. I think it's all bits.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the bit.
The goat is the most well-known
yep.
one. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're a regular star bomb over there getting hit in the head with a
yeah.
football.
Yeah.
I asked that because I saw a TikTok reel where somebody was trying to do, like, let me explain to you why Adam Sandler's that album's so funny. And he starts doing it. It's like, the point is, it's not funny. It's horrible. Why yeah. did anybody listen to this? But I was 14 years old laughing like a absolute immature, just weasel. Probably. And it holds near and dear to my heart, and it's on the Record Store Day release. Do you think any of that stuff's funny, Barry? I my guess was you roll your eye. Did you?
Oh, no, okay. No. I get it. I'm sitting here. I'm making faces because I'm trying to think of the comedy albums in my life. When I was a kid, Cheech and Chong, man, my buddies would come to school and they would be doing Sister Mary Elephant bits. And I'm what are you talking about? You know, what do you think? Because those are cool kids knew Sister Mary Elephant. Yeah. I'm like, we didn't have that at my house. So,
well, the Cheech and Chong being so wrapped around marijuana culture, that generationally spans. The Adam Sandler, They're All Gonna Laugh at You album is really juvenile.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Really silly. Just silly, silly, silly. Like, I wonder, like, how do I laugh so much at that? Last one here, and then I'll throw to you guys if you have anything you want to throw out there, is Neil Young and the Chrome Hearts, a live album. The only reason I highlighted that is I saw late last night into this morning that he's canceled all his tour for 2026, which is essentially mostly just a European tour. But he also had his Crazy Horse reunion tour a year and a half, almost 2 years ago, that I luckily made it to one in Huntsville before he canceled that entire tour. They're not giving a bunch of reasons other than he's 80 and he's not staying healthy and he looks not healthy and might be time to hang it up, Neil, just for your health, if nothing else. I don't want to lose you too. I love Neil Young, but we just lost Bob. I don't want to lose Neil too. So, but if you want some Record Store Day from him, you got it. But anything that sticks out to you guys?
Well, let me before Russ, before you go through your list, Brian, because you alluded to it, you do buy a lot of the vinyl to put on the wall. You're mostly. Not really a listener.
Yeah,
no, right?
Mostly. I might give it a spin when I first get it out at home, but that's going to be it.
So of those that you highlighted, are you likely to go buy, or will you only go buy if it's like, colored vinyl or it's a special release?
Colored vinyl is all I'm a sucker for, always. And I don't know. The only one that I got that I want to listen to, and I forgot to even say it, Stone Temple Pilots Live at Rolling Rock 2001. For some reason, I've never gotten a lot of Stone Temple Pilots live in my life other than when I was at a show. So that would be one I would listen to, except I don't know. My record player is in the garage. I'm not in there as much.
Yeah.
And it's just not part of my regular routine. I collect more than I listen, for sure.
See, I do play. I love playing vinyl.
Oh,
me too.
If I'm going to go get it, I'm going to listen to it. Like a buddy of mine gave me a Miles Davis box set that I play it probably once a week.
Well, I love looking at them and looking through the book and the artwork,
yeah,
and the trifold, bifold, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't listen as much, but
it's an effort. What's on your record store today, Russ?
I went straight to, I saw there's a King Crimson live album. There's a Yes live album. I definitely want those. There's some Art of Noise.
Ooh, that's a good one.
With some Blur. Going kind of alphabetical here. There's a handful
of
stuff.
Art of Noise.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I have that on CD, and I have any Art of Noise vinyl.
I just flew through mine. There's so many on here. I mean, there always is. Like Camper Van Beethoven, I just saw, has one.
I saw that,
too.
You got some Muse on here?
Yeah, if you want some live stuff from the Doors. I mean, it's always very comprehensive. It's not like this is the first year. It's been a big list. It's always a big list. But
no matter what you're into, you're going to find something on the list you want. So maybe we can go pick some of these up.
Barry, anything jump off the page to you, Barry? Or?
No, same. I mean, it kind of goes to the question that I ask is like, am I going to go specifically looking for something, or am I going to go in and say, I want that, I want that, I want that, which is what I usually do. I think the last time when David Bruce was here with us, Russ, we went to
Yellow Racket for some record shopping.
And I literally walked in, I want that, I want that, I want that.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
There's a couple of John Prine albums on here.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see all this stuff coming out on vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And then one other thing I did want to mention, I didn't realize, and I know it's a little old news now, but the Grammys. There's a handful of Bonnaroo acts that were nominated that I wasn't aware of. Turnstile won Best Metal Performance. Youngblood, Best Rock Performance. And while Nine Inch Nails, I didn't know, I knew Trent Reznor had some stuff out there. I wouldn't have thought it was Grammy worthy. Of course, I don't really Grammys, but whatever. Trent Reznor and Nine Inch Nails win Best Rock Song. Youngblood, Zombie, does not. And I love that new song from Youngblood, Zombie. So that didn't win, he didn't win there. Wet Leg was nominated for Best Alternative Album, also Best Alternative Performance, along with Turnstile. And both those two, performance and album of alternative music this year, were won by The Cure. That's cool.
That is cool.
Did anybody listen to this album?
Didn't even know they had an album out in this year.
Are you at all like me and think that there's no way that The Cure made the best album this year? Yeah. I just don't think The Cure made the best album this year is all I'm saying. Wow. And Best Rock Album, Youngblood was also nominated. So is Turnstile, neither won. So I didn't realize that Bonnaroo was represented pretty well at the Grammys this year. And that's just because I don't watch or pay attention to the Grammys that closely like I used to. So
Yeah. All right, Dale. Brother,
thank you,
Dale. Thank you.
Thank you. Can't say enough thank yous. Love these hats, man. They look good.
Oh yeah, it'll be a Bonnaroo wear one day the weekend for sure. But plenty more than just that. But
all right, guys. Thanks.
Appreciate it, guys. We'll see you.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.